Sixth parak of Yevamos. First Mishnah. Habal Yevimto, this is the act of Yibum. Whether it was done b'shoigeg or b'mezid, whether it was done that he didn't even realize it was his Yevama, so he didn't intentionally do it l'shem Yibum or b'mezid, he intentionally did it but not for l'shem Yibum, he was mechavim l'shem znus, b'ein b'oynes, b'ein b'rotzer. They forced him to do the Yibum, or he did it willingly, all these things, which is the way it should be done, l'shem mitzvah. Afil hu shogeg v'mezida, either if he wasn't planning to do the l'shem mitzvah and she was, who made it v'shogeg, as he was doing it with a kavana, she was done without kavana. Hu onos v'loy anusa, he was forced, she was not forced. He anusa v'hu loy onos, she was forced, he was not forced. All these cases, the chiddush haTorah, that the act of Yibun is consummates this union and mekayim the mitzvah, even if they were done without kavanah. Kedushin has to be l'shem kedushin, otherwise it's nus. But here, since everything was set up in advance, this is a woman that was pending Yibum, the act itself creates the Yibum. Echad ma'ariv, echad goyimer, even if he does a partial marital relations, or does the full marital relations, kona, he's kona her, and it becomes his wife, and he has to give a get afterwards, and there's no need for chalitza anymore. V'lachilik ben bia labia, they did not mechala between bia and bia. Over here it says, even if it was a bia she loike darko, that he did the bia in her in the backside, and on the front side, that's also a chiddush haTorah, that in respect to many halachas, it's also considered a ma'isa bia, and in respect to Yibum, that's also enough to consummate the evil.